The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies, 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
I'm Matt Gourley from the James Bonding Podcast.
I'm James Bladen from None of Those.
I'm Mark McConville from CerealWipes.org.
I have to buy
the nonprofit cereal wipe organization.
Helping kids learn about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for coming back. This You're is welcome. Minute 94.
94.
Docking Bay 94.
Should just be the whole episode of us just saying 94 over and over again.
Echo chamber.
This 94 starts with Vader dismissing R2 as he arrives on Mustafar, and it ends with Yoda and Obi-Wan dismissing a bunch of clone troopers in a different way.
Mustafar, Luke. Mr. Force, Luke.
Are you Mr. Force 1994?
Mr. Force? Hell, I never even shot at the Force.
Oh.
Her Force.
Her Force? What about our Force?
The Force Villages.
So we get a little drama moment with, drama moment with RTDT here.
Because
he's ready to tag along and kind of, I don't know if he wants to keep tabs on Darth Vader, or if he just wants to see what's going on, and then he says, "No, R2, you stay here." And there's a little ba ba ba, like creature from the Black Lagoon flourish.
Do you think R2-D2 knows that Darth Vader killed all those children? Like, did they talk about it on the way over?
I think we brought this up at one point, that I think that because he was just crying the whole way, R2-D2 was just like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Just sobbing. Yeah, this does having. Now remembering the context of it all, I did write down, what is the point of lingering on R2-D2? It lingers on R2 for a long time.
They cut longer out than Space needed. Jimmy Smits's line, only so they could focus on R2 for a few seconds.
Right, it does this slow push in on him as though he's going to give us some emotion that he's feeling about being slighted.
Now, you two can maybe verify this. If I were to read the screenplay for this film, would R2-D2 have a line here? Or would it just read R2-D2 beeps and boops concernedly or you know what I mean,
just concerned whistle, I think is the type of thing that it would say.
Yeah,
or just zoom in a little bit and then cut record scratch.
So there's no screenplay iteration where R2-D2's
dialogue
are there in English.
No, although
it seems like he's saying directly to the camera,
yeah,
you're going to want to stick around.
I just watched it. Even his light is blinking red, not blue anymore. Oh. It does feel like, everybody run.
Ouch time.
Yeah, it should be. Maybe he should have the voice of Waylon Jennings from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Oh. Looks like Luke's in a bit of trouble this time.
Wow, that was who was that?
Or maybe it's Tom Selleck in Magnum PI, the classic. I know what you're thinking, and you're right. He's going in there to kill everyone,
right?
But I'm going to stay out here because who am I to stop him?
And then cut to the Magnum PI theme, which would be great. In yeah. Spot.
Bum, ba, dum, ba, dum, bum, bum.
Close enough, Matt.
That was the 18, wasn't it?
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, so Anakin then walks into their boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bunch of little mouse droids are running away from him.
Now, where was the retail version of that? We had all this clamoring for Porgs and BB-8 and
mice droids.
But nothing on this?
Missed his Lucas. Rare chance missing a marketing opportunity. Yeah.
Really, they made the remote control sandcrawler. They could have just, yeah. Like fudgy the way all that stuff. Turn it upside right. down, paint it black. And that's right. It's a mouse droid, you know?
I like to think that was a mouse droid that was just spinning real quick, hit a wall, and then burst into all those little mice droids. Aren't they smaller?
They are
yes.
smaller.
Yeah. Pretty small.
Yeah.
I also was wondering, I'll throw this out to the panel. What's the name for a plural for a grouping of mouse droids?
Mice droids.
Mice. No, but for it, like, is it a flock? Is it a pack? A murder?
A hickory, yeah. Dickory, dock, a dock of mice. Hold on, I'm still working this out.
Yeah, it's like some cheese related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But robotic cheese related.
Oh.
Robotic cheese. That's my...
A matzah of mice.
Mm.
Oh. Droids.
A matzah of mice droids.
Mm. A monster.
A monster of mice droids.
A Mickey. A Mickey of mice droids.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
A Mickey.
Yeah.
So the Mickey slips in.
I also think it's funny that there's two Nemoidian guards standing there. They don't react at all to the mouse droids suddenly running in.
Yeah, and they don't look like Star Wars people me. I don't know what they look like conquistadors or something, but they don't look like Star Wars universe people to me.
They look like weird aliens dressing like costumes from human history.
Yeah.
Like a weird high school play from right. a different planet, from Nemoidia or whatever. Yeah. Where they're like
Columbus, Don Quixote. Columbus,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Columbus Day Parade on Nemoidia. Yeah, so then Darth Vader walks in, and they're like, oh, great to see you. And he just uses the Force to...
You're here to take care of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're like, please take care of me. yeah, to use Force closes
me first.
The window. Yeah, how long do you think it took before somebody was like, wait a minute.
What if Darth Vader shows up and they're all on massage tables, just like waiting with their shirts off and a blanket over their lower half, with their faces down in those little face donuts.
Thank goodness, you're finally here.
I like a Swedish with a little deep tissue.
Is that Alec Guinness?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love you to concentrate just on my thorax.
I'm sorry. I don't understand where you want it. Where is that? Could I get a
How stoked is Hayden Christensen to be able to do the old Force hand gesture there?
Yeah,
right? He's done it. Has he done it before?
He's done some forcings, but like that kind of particular, like, yeah. I don't think he's done like open a thing, close a thing. He's done like move some stuff and
we're all doing it.
Force, yeah,
yeah, we are.
All the hands are flailing in the room. But yeah, I mean, this bit, like from here on in, or from I guess the middle of last weekend, like now he's really kind of... This is probably what he signed up for when they were like, oh, we want you to play Darth Vader. He's like, oh, great. I get to be like
this long.
And then he's like, first, you have to do a lot of kind of, you know,
a lot of crying,
a lot of whining, yeah. some kissing. And then you get to be Darth Vader. He's like, all right, great. And then now here, 94 minutes into the second film, he gets to be Darth Vader.
94. Mustafa.
But that kind of hand acting, not easy.
Hmm. Double jointed.
I wonder how many takes took for him to really properly.
May not even be his hands.
Yeah, I think it's a CGI hand, probably. He had to put a green glove on with ping pong balls. Just
my ongoing thought is that there were not really more than one take of anything, pretty much, in any of these movies. Yeah, they just kind of went with what they got, and it was like, great. He said all the things. Check it off.
Serviceable.
Yeah.
Is the watchword.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think his it definitely works in this sense. It looks, you know, I'm like, oh, cool, here he is, Darth Vader doing a thing, and it kind of pre-references, because it won't happen until later, but kind of Luke walking into Jabba's palace a little bit.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's like, you know, with the hood up and chokes the guards and does that. Like, it's evocative of that in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Ring theory.
I forgot that Luke chokes people briefly. Well, yeah. Pigs.
Pigmen. Yeah.
Is it Gamorrean or Gamorrean?
Depends on if you're
which one sounds wrong, because it's that one.
Which one is wrong?
Depends on if you're a northern Mustafarian or a southern Mustafarian. This is like dialect variant.
Tantivi.
Tantivi.
Then I read the
ponderous man.
Tantivi lace.
Tantivi. God damn. Oh, I just gotta keep this PG.
Sorry.
It's ponderous. Ponderous man. Well, I can't say the actual word. God damn it. 294. Whether you've got kids or pets or neither. Hi. Hi.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
I thought maybe Darth Vader's just kind of hungover. When he just had that whole battle with Force Lightning and all this nonsense, and he was, you know, just really kind of
long flight.
Yeah.
So maybe that's he just walks. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after this. It seems kind of menacing, but maybe he just walks in. He's got the hood over his eyes, and he walks in. And he's like, "Close that window, shut the door, Jesus, everybody,
it's
why is
hot
it so bright
out there?
And,
exactly. We are not paying to air condition the outside.
They must be."
He's got moped lag.
He was there to do a budget review. He was just like, "Come on, what, you guys just have the doors open here?"
Yeah.
So then we're back on Coruscant with Yoda and Ben and the gang.
It's
a pretty, I think it's a pretty cool action shot of them fighting off all the clone troopers.
It is a little weird to see Yoda violent, like throwing a lightsaber through a clone trooper.
Yeah.
Just like any old killer, any old time. You know?
And I don't know if that's a move you want to do when you're still being actively fired at in many directions.
Yeah.
Throw your lightsaber at a guy and then you have to go fish it out of his chest.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. What if he, I guess he wouldn't miss, but.
Why couldn't he force fish it?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Pull it back.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Just like, and then it sort of boomerangs back to him.
Right. It's like the whole fight. He's like, it's like a Chinese yo-yo. He's just like, lightsaber back to my hand. Lightsaber back to my hand.
Wasn't that the big cool thing when that original trilogy of books came out in the 90s, the Timothy Zahn ones, that Luke would kind of throw his lightsaber and guide it like a boomerang? Am I making that up?
Oh, I don't know.
I never read the books, but...
Well, it certainly happens in video games that they force throw their lightsabers and they return to them after killing people.
I know now it's a thing. I was trying to remember if that was like one of the first things.
Which video game was that in?
Tron.
Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Tron but it was also back in,
totally,
you know, like
Tron Battlefront.
Jedi Knight, you know, Mysteries of the Sith, those games. They would force throw their lightsaber. Mm. But I never connect... Sorry, go ahead.
No, why not? If you can do that, why not just, like, wait in the car and, like, you know, Sorcerer's Apprentice your lightsaber to go kill everybody and then
drone
have
lightsaber.
It come back to you?
Yeah,
why not?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Well,
right. No one thought of that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Though there's some stuff
behind.
I never feel comfortable when I see the badass Yoda face. When he gets all like,
yeah,
you know, that just doesn't seem, yeah, he gets all like,
why is Grandpa angry?
Yeah. I don't connect. That doesn't seem Yoda-ish to me.
It also, when you see him angry, it doesn't make me believe him when he's sweet.
Right.
I think he's one of those people that's hiding a lot of rage and overcompensates by being very nice, you know?
Yeah. And he goes on like silent weekends to sort of like compensate for the fact that he's got, he's got real problems.
Yeah. Is there a Krakia checking in, having a real just water bath? Just a long soak. Think about life. I remember liking this moment in the film when I originally saw it because I was just clamoring for anything that seemed like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It's that plain for me. This seeing it in this context, too, of just this singular minute.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember going, oh, good. A signpost that tells me we're still in Star Wars times.
I just see, like I said, like you just hear those lightsabers and it's like Pavlovian.
Yeah. So seeing him throw the lightsaber and then climb up the guy and pull it out and continue fighting is pretty corny, but it didn't. I remember seeing it at the time and just going, thank God.
Yeah.
This feels like home.
Wouldn't the lightsaber go all the way through him?
He probably force stopped it.
Yeah, I guess. Then he could just force pull it back. That lightsaber should keep going through all space and time.
He should have a tether on it, like a wrist tether.
Yeah.
Do you think if you dropped a lightsaber point down, it would just keep going?
Straight to China.
It would go all the way.
Well, I always thought, too, that they would turn off if you let up on the button.
Dead man switch.
Kill switch.
Kill switch.
So Dead man switch. So we were talking, this came up at some point that we were theorizing that when you do throw your lightsaber like that, you're forcing the button down.
Sure.
So that's what you're forced. You got to hold the button down the whole thing. But then I think Sith don't do that because they're like, I'm not going to be safe. And they just leave it. They have it. So if you just switch it on, it's on. Mm. Which is
no safety.
Can do that. Yeah, no safety.
Right.
Because Vader throws one in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
To chop down that platform.
Right, the catwalk.
I love that when he does that because it doesn't have the elegant feel of the CG ones. It's like they had to throw something and animate. Rotoscope it on there, and it feels like it's got the heft. Like it's not spinning perfectly symmetrically. It's kind of like what do you call that?
Loping
like elliptical
around
orbit or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
And then it just hits those rails, and then there's those like O-rings of smoke that hit the ceiling. Man, now we're talking. Those are some good times.
You guys want to watch Return of the Jedi?
Let's do it. I love that movie. God.
It's funny that not funny at all, but it's good that
this
comes.
This is going to be great. You guys get ready.
Okay.
This fighting and the fighting in all the prequels, like this style is, you know, it's very much kind of the time that the movie came out, which makes sense. Like if you were making a movie in 2005, like late 90s, early aughties, you're making a movie and this is what was going on. Culturally, we were at the point, you know, we already had these, like we had kind of opened up to more, certainly like Hong Kong action movies and stuff like that. And it was like, okay, this is what people are expecting from an action fight sequence. But then that doesn't, there's a problem with making prequels. It doesn't really jive with what came before. So it's like, oh, this, we go from this. And then 30 years from now, they're fighting in a more relaxed kind of, style. And I think mentally, just recently, I don't even know if I talked to you about this, but the way that I've come up with to reconcile this in my brain is to
the red coats.
Sorry?
I'll explain after. I'm sorry. That clearly was not where you were headed, so I don't want to derail this.
No, it's the it's that these are like what we're seeing essentially not documentaries, but films made of this thing. So there's this historical event that happens, let's say. And in 1977, they made a movie about stuff that happened then. And then in 1999, they made a movie about stuff that happened before that. But the movie was made in the style of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of being translated in a sense that even what we're seeing is not, we're seeing a version of the story. The story exists beyond the text, beyond what we see on the screen.
So if we were to ask a different director, they would show basically the same kind of things, but it would be stylistically probably different.
It'd be interesting to shoot the prequels in the 77 style. That was like,
I liked the first half of that sentence.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to shoot the prequels.
Right in the head.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What was your Redcoats analogy?
Well, I thought you meant like the Jedi of the prequels versus the Jedi, like Kenobi of this original trilogy, are kind of like, remember how in the Revolutionary War, the style of fighting was you line up, even the Civil War, you line up, you walk, it's gentlemanly, there's an honor to it. Mm-hmm. But then like the Hessians or the guerrillas or like the Minutemen would kind of take cover behind trees and stuff and went from a gallant style into more of like a
commando,
guerrilla style, or right. Vietnam even.
Don't you have that here? Ostensibly, the young Jedi get killed. So anyone who would have continued on this flashy, lightsaber-twirling, tossing style are killed by Anakin or Darth Vader. Who kills? Does Anakin kill them all? Or does Darth Vader?
No, he's Darth Vader.
He's Darth Vader,
but Kenobi, theoretically, could still pull it off.
But Kenobi sort of fights Darth Vader on the lava planet, and then kind of puts it away for the rest of his life.
Right. Yeah, like
he doesn't really practice. That's doesn't really fight. Mm. Yoda sort of shelves the lightsaber.
Yeah,
who's doing it anymore? That's nobody.
Right.
So it's like Vader's kind of the only guy doing it, and you know he doesn't have anybody to learn from either. So maybe this is a sort of the style of that.
Yeah,
that's also
true. The training
Like, plus you got all these young hotshots. First time with a lightsaber, trying to do backflips and all this stuff.
Like,
and
if everybody...
Now there's just six guys that know how to do it.
If suddenly, like, basketball was illegal, and they went and they killed all the basketball players, except, like you know, Michael Jordan in his prime survived, and then one or two other guys, but then they had to hide for a long time, and then 30 years later...
I'm loving this.
Michael Jordan comes and finds a new guy and starts to teach him basketball.
But his knees and his stamina aren't there.
Exactly. He's Michael Jordan from, like, now.
He can only explain it.
Right.
He can't
And he can show him a little bit, but he can't fully impart, like, his knowledge. Plus, who knows if the kid's going to be... Like, he can find a kid that looks kind of promising, but who knows? The kid's not necessarily going to be the next
Michael
Jordan.
We've cracked the prequels.
I like that.
So then old Dr. J shows up, and then they have a very sad
slam dunk. They have, like,
contest.
A one-on-one game that's kind of pathetic, because it's, like, two 60-year-old guys.
That's
doing,
right.
You know. All right.
I like it.
Yeah.
I feel better in my soul now.
And I do
that
like,
actually does make me feel better
does,
a little bit.
And it's also weird. Like I like how Luke stumbles through his own way of finding like on Bespin and even in Jedi. He pulls some fancy moves, but they're kind of subtle, like he's finding him himself. And then both Rey and Kylo Ren, they're not doing anything super flashy, but it does feel like they have a great force power. They're just not They've never been trained, so it's kind of...
They're reinventing basketball.
That's right. Right. Yeah, hoop dreams. I've never seen it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
My other note was just that it's a beautiful shot, that establishing shot of the kind of Coruscant skyline with the smoke pouring out of the Jedi Temple. I really thought that was well done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny that these are like clone troopers are like trained from birth to be super cool fighters and everything, and their plan to get Yoda and Obi-Wan is to just keep running at them one at a time, like guys in a kung fu movie.
Yeah. That's what they have numbers. They can. Oh yeah, I guess they should just overwhelm them, run everybody at once.
Yeah, everyone line up in a circle around them, and everyone shoots at the same time.
Pylons,
like in Light of the Lost.
Exactly.
On the scenes in Mustafar in this one, there's more of those worker dudes when they're showing R2-D2, but these are like different guys. Are they like the John Kerry aliens who they're real tall and slender?
The John Kerry aliens.
You mean in the meeting room or out on the platform?
Those aliens that are super smart but pretty boring.
Yeah. I think those are the Mustafarians, Northern Mustafarians.
Okay. Yeah, I think one of the Mustafarians is tall and one of them is short.
Well, there's the stockier ones that were earlier, just kind of like,
yeah, it's no
climbing in the lava river.
These are Nordic Mustafarians.
These guys, like, those don't seem like they would have evolved naturally on this planet because they're long and thin and just seem like they would be long enough and thin enough to go up in flames real quick.
Mm. Well, kindling people.
Mustafar was not always a lava planet.
Oh, sheesh.
It was the planet got moved out of position.
Oh.
Because
it got moved so far.
A super powerful force user used the force to move a planet. And that knocked this planet out of orbit and got it all wrecked.
Who is that?
Stuff. I don't know. God? I did not write that down in my notes, but I'm sure if you look up Mustafar in Wikipedia, you can find that out.
I'll do that tonight when Amanda and I sit down for dinner. So I'll be into that.
So you know what I read today? And then you go off into the planet, the history of Mustafar.
Wikipedia also suggests wearing a breath mask while you're on Mustafar.
Hmm. A breath mask?
Yeah, if you're visiting. Huh. Anakin, or sorry, Darth Vader, ironically untroubled by this.
Who was it? We all checked our phone.
Scam likely.
It was Alex.
Oh, it was me. I went.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty much all I had for 94.
Me too. 94. 94.
Does anybody else have anything to chip in? Or
94!
Mr. Kirshner, did you have anything to say about this minute?
Did I direct this?
No.
Sadly, no.
No.
I bet I did.
You're a ghost director.
I did a lot of ghost directing. I directed Ghost, for one thing.
Ghost Dad?
Ghost Dad, Ghost...
Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship. G.I. Ghost.
Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, I didn't do that one.
Oh.
No. But Herbie I did ghost do the bananas. Reboot. I did the Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken?
The Ghost of Mrs. Chicken.
Is there a Chicken. Mrs. Chicken?
There sure is, let me tell you. What a week. All right, I got it run.
All right. Well, hopefully, he'll be back tomorrow. We'll all be back tomorrow.
I will.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
You will. Okay. Also, you can find us, hey, out there on all the social media. You can come to, on the Twitter, we're Star Wars Minute. The Instagram, we're the Star Wars Minute. I think Alex already said at one point, Facebook, you can go to the Star Wars Minute Listener Society. Talk to us there. Hang out, talk about your theories about Michael Jordan and all that stuff. And then we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of Star Wars.
Star Wars Minute.
Hold on. Where's my wrist gauntlet? Just do a couple dials, turn on my breath mask, and I'm going to go out and do a little hobbyist lava mining.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.